This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had offensive drama with it, starting with Josina Anderson, excellent reporter from ESPN, who had a conversation with Cowboys wide receiver Allen Hurns that she explained on ESPN.
And this was all on the record. He said sometimes Dak is making the reads, sometimes he's not. Sometimes the blocking is there, sometimes it's not. And he said sometimes, Joe, it is the play calling. So I said, well, give me an example. He said on the second interception that Dak made, it was a play to Deontay Thompson on the third corner. He said that coverage on that particular play, Teddy, was a two-man coverage. That's typically where the corners are underneath. He said that they called a deep curl route, which he said, in his estimation on the record, that is the worst play call that you would make.
That's the worst play call that you would make. Awkward ending, but that's the only audio that we found on the internet of Josina Anderson. And we didn't really talk about what Hurns said after the Texans lost. We should have. He said, if you go back and watch the film, it comes down to a majority of snaps. You're not going to win on every single play across the board, but are you creating separation? And as far as today, of course, we left some plays out there. We're not always perfect. We're not always open, but the majority of the snaps, we are creating separation. If I'm not open, Cole Beasley is open. It rotates. It's not always where all three are not getting open. And then he did say it's a combo thing. We may be open, but the offensive line may not give time. We may be open, but Dak may not see the exact read. Everything is not going to be flawless. But basically, Allen Hurns saying wide receivers are doing their job, just as Cole Beasley said the week before. To his credit, Allen Hurns stood there in the locker room yesterday and was asked to comment on the ESPN story.
I didn't question it. You know, everyone knows that's not a good play call versus two men. You know, what's so unfortunate for us, you know, that was the only snap of two men. You know, so it was just an unfortunate situation, but I didn't question the play call.
But I didn't question the play calling. And one of the follow-ups was, why can't you get out of that? That was the only play call you had against two men. Why didn't you change the play? And Allen Hurns went on to say, I don't know if Dak Prescott has the ability or the green light to get out of that and check out of it. I don't know if he has the authority to check out of that play.
Well, that's a problem. The quarterback needs to have that authority to check out of the play.
Yep.
I don't care if it's I don't care if it's Josh Rosen making his first start in the NFL day one. I don't care if it's Trevor Siemian as a seventh-round draft pick playing in his first quarter of his first game. The quarterback has to be able to have the authority to do whatever he needs to do. Whatever. You know, that's just the reality. Quarterback's got to be able to have that authority. If they see something that happens, because the play call comes in, and then the quarterback would see something that changes things, or the center would see something, or somebody would see something, and they've got to have that opportunity and that authority to change these calls.
You know something, side note, that we should have a better feel for that we don't ever talk about it, we don't ever talk about it. What is Dak Prescott's football intelligence? I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. The way the college game is now, I mean, everything is so simplified and dumbed down.
But we should have a better feel for it. Now, I would say it's more negative than positive, because I would view his football intelligence as anticipation, where to go with the football, and we see him holding onto the rock a little bit. Now, maybe it's the wide receiver's not getting, whatever. We've been down that road. But
yeah,
if we knew, and what we can maybe ask Broadus, if we knew that he had very good football intelligence, then you certainly have to give him the authority and the green light to change based upon what he sees at the line of scrimmage.
He could be dumb as a rock. You still got to give him authority to change the line of scrimmage.
Well,
you know,
I could, but you remember the famous Jim Harbaugh, Mike Ditka fight. You know, Harbaugh changed it up and Ditka almost suplexed him. Bill Parcells, I could see being a guy. Don't sit there and change things up. Call the play. Don't turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you're told. You know,
well, when Jason Garrett becomes Bill Parcells, then I'll let him have the same same thought process on that one.
Touche.
But yeah, no, I understand that. Like, you know, certain guys, you have certain coaches that have such standing that they have that. And certain quarterbacks as well. To me, if the quarterback could see right away that they're in the wrong defense or they're in the wrong, you know, the wrong setup and wrong play call, you know, you got to give him that a chance to change it up because, you know, ultimately he's the one that's going to look bad too.
Alan Hearns said, look, I'm just talking about that play. So then Jane
Slater
asked him, okay, how do you feel about the play calling in general?
I feel like it goes well sometimes, you know. Of course, you know, for a receiver standpoint, you know, you want more opportunities, you know, but you can't control that. You know, as far as for us, we always say control what we can. You know, but as far as there's some plays, you know, where we all got to do a good job of just executing well. You know, sometimes where we're not put in the best position, you know, but that's part of football.
Okay, how do we feel about Alan Hearns speaking out in general? Is this going to be, yes, someone needs to say it, I don't care how bad your numbers are, or, hey, you don't discuss this stuff outside of the locker room, you don't make it public, and you certainly don't do it when you have the numbers that Alan Hearns does. You don't have the status, you don't have the star power. How do we feel about something that's very rare with the Cowboys? Probably Jason Garrett's greatest quality is preventing these types of topics, headlines, and issues, because Bryce Butler did it. He was gone. Dez Bryant did it. He was gone too. How do we feel about just the topic of Alan Hearns talking?
I'm torn. I'm torn on it.
Me too.
I don't like problems in the locker room. You want to end your season quick, start having guys chirp. That's just the way it is. I mean, you start having. I do not want the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room.
No.
You couldn't pay me enough money to have that. I don't care how good they are. They can win 11 games a year. It ain't going to happen. I don't want to deal with it. So I would lean on the side of no.
I'm kind of, normally that would be my opinion, but I'm kind of viewing this like Odell Beckham calling out the Giants.
Give me the radical honesty.
Give me the radical honesty.
Give me the radical honesty when it comes to my football teams.
Call back from yesterday. But I'm going to support Alan Hearns here because obviously nothing's changing behind the scenes based upon what they've been talking about. And I like that he's calling them out. I'm so angry. I'm so frustrated. I'm so disgusted with what they do offensively and their refusal to change that I'm going to support Alan Hearns. Just like I supported Odell Beckham, even though I hate the Giants, because all those kiss asses in New York and those fools on WFAN that crosstalk with us still pretending like Eli Manning should be the starting quarterback of the football team and he's some good player not holding them back. Well, like, someone has to say it because obviously behind the scenes, nothing is changing. I'm sure things are being talked about, so I'm glad that Alan Hearns called him out. Maybe it leads to some change, and you know what? If it doesn't, it doesn't. But to me, this is the best way towards having something happen. Like, Phil Jackson did this sometimes. You know, he had to do it publicly. And then when the media all went, yeah, is it going to create more of a distraction? You got to answer more questions? Yeah, but I hope it could shake things up. So I'm going to support Alan Hearns here. I don't care what his numbers are. For Cole Beasley, if Ben Rogers is right, and maybe one of y'all can find the exact snaps, but, and I don't love Cole Beasley, like, personally, like other people in this radio station. You know, I think he makes a lot of punk comments. But I do believe that Cole Beasley, if he went somewhere else, would be really, really productive. And Ben posted a number of snaps yesterday, a snap count for Cole Beasley. And I was like, I want you to double check that, Ben, because that can't seem right. It was like an absurd number of low snaps for Cole.
It was like half of them.
Mm.
I couldn't remember. It was like 30 of 50-something or 30 or 60-something.
It was for the pass plays. I couldn't believe it. But when you combine that, the scheme, we still haven't talked about them running Dak more with design runs since the Giants game.
Yeah, they did it once. They did it one game.
Yeah.
They basically used their entire playbook one game. So, I don't even want to say their playbook. I
mean, just basically being prehistoric when the league has never been more productive offensively. I'm gonna support Hearns on this one.
Well, look, there's support for Hearns, like, in terms of, you know, what he's saying, but like the team itself, they're still going the complete opposite of everybody else, and that's the ultimate problem. Is if Dak Prescott replaced,
we're still playing post up basketball in a small ball league.
Yeah, they're playing analog. They're an analog cell phone. Like, if Dak Prescott was in Kansas City with Andy Reid and running the offense that Patrick Mahomes is running, and Patrick Mahomes was here running this offense, how different do both things look?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
true.
It's just the way situations make quarterbacks as much as quarterbacks make the situations.
Situations make all players.
Yeah.
Like, this is a day one coaching adage. You adjust the scheme for your personnel. You do not force the personnel into the scheme. You don't do it. And it's kind of like, you know what it is? I'll make another basketball analogy. Tex Winter, the great Tex Winter, just passed away yesterday. Tex Winter was the pioneer of the triangle offense. You know one of the undoings of Phil Jackson with the New York Knicks? He tried to force them to play the triangle offense with triple posts and no Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Shaquille O'Neal, or freaking Kobe Bryant. And what did those players do? They rebelled. They said, this is so old. Everyone else is flying up and down the floor. Small ball, three-pointers, fast pace, fast break. And Phil tried to force that system upon them, and that's exactly what we're doing. It's no different.
Yeah, it's not working. You're forcing a system that doesn't work for these players. Each team is different. You know, and we've talked about this a billion times. The coaching staff has to adapt to the players, not the other way around, where you don't just go in and run your system because you've got guys. If you're a 3-4 defensive coach and you've got 4-3 personnel, you're going to ask for a whole heap of trouble trying to make a switch. That first year you switch, it's always going to be a struggle because you don't have necessarily the guys that you need. And the same thing here with the offense.
When you don't have explosive playmakers at wide receiver and tight end, common sense would also tell you have to scheme those guys open. If I have Antonio Brown, Randy Moss, Dez Bryant in his prime, Julio Jones, yeah, I'll rely on you to win one-on-one. I'll rely on you to win one-on-one. When I don't have those playmakers, I have to scheme you open. It doesn't happen here.
Yeah, you got to watch how New England gets their guys open, how they run that. I mean, does New England have elite wide receivers? No.
What about the Rams last season?
Yeah, I mean,
my
gosh.
What about the Rams last season?
Look at how open. Just go watch a Patriots game. Look how open some of those guys are. They're 20 yards open. There's nobody within anywhere near of them.
By the way, Patriots-Chiefs game coming up, that's going to be fantastic.
Take the over.
Just bouncing off some of your reaction. Number one, yes, if Cole Beasley was on another team, he'd be way more productive. Ryan Switzer, he's already on his third team. He already has more touchdowns than Cole Beasley, even though it's only one. To Allen Hurns. Listen, I base leadership on two things, tenure and monetary value. If LP Lattisaur wants to go off on this team, fine. You're the long snapper, but you've been here since 2004. Say what you want to say. Allen Hurns, you're a $12 million man. If you want to talk, money says that you're one of the leaders. Go ahead and say what you want to. I fully support what he did yesterday. Now, last year or whatever it was when Bryce Butler went off, he was making barely over $1 million. Then he got shipped out, and now he's back. And speaking of being back.
Did you see, by the way, Bryce Butler running security?
That's what I'm bringing up. Like, that was weird. Like, yeah. Allen Hurns was talking, and Bryce was like, on his back.
Bryce was standing right next to Hearns throughout the entire media session.
It was like
session.
He was at the Kavanaugh hearings. Like, he was like, what are you about to say?
He was waiting for any bad question or to jump any media member who tried to blow this up. He knew this was going to be an issue because it rarely is around here. And maybe it's been too comfortable around here for this front office and this coaching staff. Now, not this front office on this radio station and throughout the Metroplex,
right.
But in terms of the players calling out anyone on the sidelines or upstairs, it never happens. And it's probably been way too comfortable. Way too comfortable. So Jason Garrett gets to go in and complain and go off. Well, maybe you should listen. for once. Maybe you should listen instead of just getting mad because someone broke the Garrett way. So this is Allen Hurns. Everyone's frustrated. It just feels like the cracks are starting to slowly develop. Slowly. And how much bigger are they going to get after the offensive output against Jacksonville on Sunday? Ugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.